And
you felt yourself?
I felt myself swallow the tape. So, and if you swallow it, you're going to pass it in your food. You know, you don't need to worry. It's not serious like it would be if you went. So I said, I believe we can go home. Well, the Don Lungsfestus, he shows up about that time, you know, and he says, he just laughs at me about it. He said, no, he says, the attack is still there, Mr. Mayor. He says, I could show it to you in the x-ray. And he had just read the x-ray. And I said, I know you see it in the x-ray, doctor. I said, you probably see it in every one that you took, because I didn't swallow it until I lowered my arms after the last picture. And he said, oh, no. He says, well, you've had the attack in your throat since about, in your bronchial cavity, tube, since about 2 o'clock today, and says it's just beginning to numb. That's what happens. Your system takes over, your things feel numb. You don't feel it anymore. He said, but it's still there. I have the proof of it in the x-ray. I said, doctor, if you take some more pictures, you won't find it. I tell you, I swallowed it. And my wife gets irritated with me because I don't listen to the doctor. You know, she says, well, you come to the doctor and do what he says. And I had to do what he said. It was too much pressure. He wouldn't take any of the x-rays. He wheeled me down to the operating room. And they looked for that tack in my throat for about 2 hours. They had to give me 2 anesthetics to keep me asleep while they searched for the bumps. And when I woke up after the 2 anesthetics, I was some that after they couldn't find it after a couple of hours on the operating table, they took the x-ray that I asked him to take, and he found the tack in my stomach, see, like I told him. When I woke up, I was some sick from the anesthetic that they'd given me, double dose of it to keep me asleep that long. And I was raising Cain and told my wife to get my clothes. I was going to get up, but I wasn't sick, you know.
Yeah.
And she said, you stay here and tell the doctor. I said, I don't want to see that doctor. I said, that doctor and I have an altercation if I stay here to see him. So just sure enough, just about that time, he knocked on the door, and my wife goes to the door and says, doc, I don't know, you better see him this morning. I left. I didn't even get it. She says, just arrange for him to be dismissed. And so I got dismissed and came on home. I guess it was a streak of stubbornness, a temper that I shouldn't have done. But I didn't have any more trouble except the following week from all that anesthetic. I had hemorrhoids to begin with, and I just imagined a damn tack got down. The hemorrhoids. And I had the local doctor treatment, and he just couldn't give me any relief from the hemorrhoids at all after a whole week. And I was still suffering, so I called a surgeon in New Orleans and asked him what to do. And he said, look, he said, I operated on you for that about 8 years ago, and he had. And he said, your hemorrhoids were bad then, and you had a fistula. A fistula is a growth that's further up in your head. He says, I spent so much time with the fistula that I didn't completely get all the hemorrhoids that I should have. And I told you to come back within a year, and you didn't do it. He said, he had going into female, it's a gynecologist, female way. He says, I don't do that kind of surgery anymore. He says, but I'm going to recommend you to a surgeon who operated on my wife about 2 months ago for the same thing. He says, he's